on this weekend when our time has changed and we lost that hour in this month when nature is changing and the tug of war between winter and spring is in full swing. The scriptures today present us with those dueling themes, those polarities that we know from nature, from our own life, from living in a fallen world. Light and darkness, faith and unbelief, sight and blindness. And as we move closer to Calvary, these realities will become more and more clear, more and more stark. We see this even in the vestments that are worn today. They're lighter colors than the deep purple, getting us ready, of course, for the light which is coming into this world, which will shine brilliantly on Easter Sunday. This morning we welcome back Joseph, who, as you know from last week, is preparing to be baptized at Easter. Today he will be exorcised for the second time. There's three exorcisms altogether. Alex is in an airport somewhere, so if you're watching, Alex, I can't exorcise you over the TV screen. But these preparations are reminders. They are visible ceremonies that bring to mind what God is doing in us. And as we know, we need such reminders. We need to be brought into mind what God is doing. The history of man's infidelity and the history of God's fidelity manifests something beautiful to us, that God's way is to make straight with crooked lines. And in the scriptures today, we see this. Jesus is presented with a man born blind. He heals this man. Today, it's John 9. Last week was John 4, with the woman at the well. And while we read the short version here, the long version is so much more dramatic. The Pharisees argue constantly with Jesus. And the great irony is that they're the blind ones. They're the ones that are blind. And what do we see? We see that God's vision, that God's fidelity is so much stronger than any blindness, than any infidelity. The faithfulness of God convicts us, it invites us, and it has power to transform us. And that's what we want to call to mind in this fourth week of Lent. At times, it may be easy to think that God has given up. At times, it may be easy to think that evil is winning or will win. And on this Sunday, we are reminded that God always wins. And his faithfulness cannot be conquered. In the readings of the other masses this weekend, we find a beautiful verse that I think convicts the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. If ever you're tempted to think that God hates the world, if ever you're tempted to think that God has given up on the world, if ever you're tempted to think that God hates you or is disappointed in you, think again. because God is in the business of love. And what a strange love his love is. It's a costly love. We'll see it in the weeks to come. And realizing that God still loves this world, that God always and at no time gives up on the love of each one of us. Realizing that, we then are called to love. The response to love is love. Francis of Assisi, when he experienced the grace of God, one of the many things that he did was he went out to the streets of Assisi and he would scream. They thought he was a nut. Love is not loved. Love is not loved. And my friends, of all of God's creations, we are the only creatures that can love love. And how beautiful it is when that happens. When realizing that we've been loved, we can respond with a gift of self. There's an expression I heard once, and I think it's very true because I know it from my own life. Hurt people hurt people. Did you ever hear that? I'm sure you have experienced it like me, not only on the receiving end, but quite frankly, in my failures. The times that I've hurt people, I know that it's out of my own hurt. Hurt people hurt people. But the converse of that is also true. Healed people heal. And my friends, this week, as we see Jesus open the eyes of the blind man, as we see him look and find David, his chosen one, hidden away in the shepherd's field, we see that God sees us. He loves us. And allowing ourselves to be loved, we can in turn love. That's the call of Lent. That's what we are about to embark on as we go forth to Calvary. And that is the great invitation of the gospel. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. And realizing that love, help us to make a fitting response.